Hitter with Josh broadcast of the Burnham Cubs vs. Rudder Rangers is made possible by the Burnham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Braden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bell Bonds, Wingstop in Burnham, Blake Sanders with Apple Ford, Colcor's Foods, Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Waterwell Services, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, William Insurance Company, Conjura Tile, Bank of Burnham, Subway in Burnham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christie Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Burnham, LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC, Burnham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College. We'll go to the field. We'll go out to the field and your host, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange, after a word from our sponsors.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds? What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Burger King in Brenham proudly presents the Texas Double Whopper. Everything's bigger and better in Texas, including the new Texas Double Whopper. The 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, freshly sliced jalapenos, pickles, sliced white onions, tomatoes, lettuce, mayonnaise, and mustard, all served up on a soft sesame seed bun, is so good you can hang your hat on it. For a burger that lives up to its name, head on down to Burger King in Brenham at 1101 North Park Street.
And with that field goal, the Cubs have cut the lead in half. It's now Rangers 6, Cubs 3, and we'll be back with a kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Dominant Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 U.S. 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
And back we go in kickoff.
taken by one of the up men, Doug, Samonte Wells.
And so ball will be spotted at the 42-yard line. Will be first and 10. So that field goal there by Senega, allowing the Cubs to at least cut the lead in half. Now let's see the defense come out here and get a stop. And we got a reversal, and Martin, oh, we got a fumble on the play, recovered by the Cubs. I think that's John Rigsby that came up with it.
You're right.
It is, and so it'll be Cub football.
A little flea flicker there. Handed off to Hendrick. Hendrick handed off to Cooks. Cooks flipped it back to the quarterback, and I was watching where the pass was going to go.
Yeah.
Big defensive play there for the Cubs.
And so ball spotted at the 34-yard line. First and 10 for the Brenham Cubs. And so the offense back out on the field. Cubs trailing 6-3 here. We got 4:06 left to go in the first quarter. And Harvey with a swing pass, and Guidry's going to put it in the air. And that is going to be caught by Jacoby Dixon. Touchdown, Cubs!
Whoa!
Holy cow, what a play. 39 yards to Bader.
Say what, Jordan Harvey threw the lateral to Guidry, and I'm telling you, there wasn't a defender within 4 yards of Jacoby Dixon.
And now Sinega on for the extra point try. And kick is up. And it's good. And so now our new score with 3:58 left to go in the first quarter. Cubs lead at 10-6. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Bailey Hody with Hody Real Estate knows how important it is to put her clients first.
Yum, sweets and eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 68 years of sales and service.
And Riley Davis out to kick it off. Or is it? Oh, or no, scratch that. That is Senega.
It is Senega.
And Senega puts this one in the air. It's going to be fielded. Oh, a fumble by the Rangers. And let's see who's going to come up with it. We got a ball loose on the field again.
There's Hendricks coming up the field.
And it comes right back.
There you go.
Cubs special teams coming through again.
Chris Elliott on the recovery for the Cubs.
There you go.
Doug, I like that when you get excited. I love it.
And so first and 10 at the 31-yard line for the Brenham Cubs. Let's see if they can make another turnover, turn into some points.
Dixon in the backfield with Jordan Harvey.
Guidry split wide to the right. Got Martin, Castillo, and Salazar out to the left. And Harvey, and he better hold on to that. He thought about passing and had to tuck it and hold on.
Transamola in on the stop for the Rangers.
And so that'll bring up second down. We got 3:25 left to go here in the first quarter. Cubs lead it 10-6. Ball back to the 34-yard line. So it was a loss of three on the play. And going to pass to Dixon this time. Dixon out of the backfield. He's got running room.
He's
on the end zone. Jacoby Dixon, 34-yard touchdown.
Tell you what, with Jacoby Dixon in motion to the left, Jordan Harvey, just a little flare pass out to Jacoby. He goes into the end zone untouched.
And so now Sinead on for the extra point try. Kick is up. And it is good. And with 3:06 left to go in the first quarter, Cubs lead it 17-6. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries. Any property you see, call EB-979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
And we got 3:06 left to go here in the first quarter. Cubs get set to kick off again.
Deep for the Rangers. Get this, Doug. Cooks, and McGee.
Sounds like a law firm. Yeah, it's a nigga ready for the kickoff. And squib kick, and it's going to go out of bounds at the 40-yard line. And so let's see where they're going to place the football. I believe it should be at the 44-yard line. And it is. The ball went out at the 39-yard line, so the penalty is 5 yards from the spot it went out. So first and 10 at the 44-yard line for the Rangers. And Martin going to fake the handoff. He's going to keep it himself out across the 50 to the 40 and to the 35-yard line. And it'll be a first down for Rudder.
Landon Shipley running him out of bounds for the Cubs.
And Jaquise Martin, who is listed as a wide receiver, although he's playing quarterback, and he's a junior on the team. And Martin keeps it himself out across the 30 and inside to the 29-yard line.
Fake a handoff to Morrison. Went off left tackle, finally brought down.
Second down.
Trey Lockett.
And gets the pass away. That is complete to number 3, Brandon Cooks.
That's the other Cooks.
Brandon and Randon. And just a 1 yard gain there.
Twins, maybe?
Let's see. We got Randon's junior, and let's see it. Let's see, where's Brandon at? They are both juniors, so that could very well be.
I believe we have twins, so.
And handoff. No, he faces it, keeps it himself, and Martin. down to the 15-yard line, and he'll pick up another first down for Rudder.
Jabrion Moore gave him a little shove there, but picked up another couple of yards running out of bounds.
And so first and 10 at the 15-yard line. And we got 2 minutes left to play here in the first quarter. Cubs leading it 17-6.
It's a handoff to Morrison.
And he's going to get wrapped up there for a loss of yardage.
Cade Moore with the stop there for the Cubs.
And so that'll be a loss on the play. Three-yard loss. That'll bring a second down to 13.
Good job by Cade Moore coming up to make that stop for the loss.
Minute and a half left to go here in the quarter. And off to Cooks again. And he's going to be brought down. Cade Moore once again there to meet him.
Good job there by Cade Moore again.
That was actually Morrison on the carry there for the Rangers. Third down at 14 now for Brian Rudder. As we're coming down to 1 minute left to go here in the first quarter. Cubs leading it 17-6. And there's the pass from Martin. And that is number four.
That's
Brandon Cooks.
Brandon Cooks.
And he completed that inbound, so they're down to the 6-yard line.
With fourth and one?
Yeah, fourth and one with 30 seconds left to go in the quarter.
Cubs need to stop here.
And we're going to get a whistle. And we got a timeout on the field here taken by Rudder. And we're just going to hold it. Since we're this close to the end of the quarter, we're just going to keep it right here. It's got 14.2 seconds left on the clock. With the Cubs leading here 17-16, it's been quite the event. After Rudder took the opening drive all the way down and scored, Cubs have responded with 17 unanswered points. And now Rudder on this drive trying to answer the Brenham Cubs. It is homecoming 2023. And right now with Huntsville and Lake Creek is up 3-0 with 9 minutes left to go in the second quarter.
Whoa.
So a very low scoring game there.
Whoa. We got both of those teams back to back.
Yeah. So fourth and one. Martin under center is going to keep it himself, and he will dive forward and pick up the first down at the 4-yard line.
It was designed quarterback keeper all the way. Martin got behind his right guard and ends up getting the first down.
And that is probably going to be the last play of the first quarter as the clock will wind all the way down, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. Cubs lead at 17-6. Back with quarter number two after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve. Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
All right, as we start the second quarter, it's first and goal for Brian Rutter at the Brenham 4-yard line. And handoff, that it was to Randon. Gerson is going to hit for a loss in the backfield.
Was that Rep Foskey? Did I see that right?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I mean,
no, he was on the side.
I take that back, folks. I apologize. Caden Edwards. Nice stop by Caden Edwards.
And we're going to whistle before the snap. I think we were just resetting the play clock. And so Martin is going to keep it himself and tries to get the pass away, and it's complete, but short of the first down. Pass was complete to number six. Malik Dunn. And so, so penalty against Rutter for an ineligible man downfield. And so that'll push him back five more yards. As we said, we're at the second quarter here. Cubs lead at 17-6.
That penalty couldn't have come at a better time.
Yeah. And so that'll put him back to the 17-yard line. It'll be second and goal for Rutter. And Brenham, unfortunately, is supposed to, coach didn't like what he saw, and so Brenham has called a timeout. And so we got a timeout on the field, and we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 30 seconds from the sports friends.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
And as we come back here, 10:43 left to go in the second quarter. Cubs lead at 17-6. It's second down and 17, or second and goal from the 17-yard line for the Rutter Rangers. Jaquise Martin in the backfield, along with Randon Cooks, and Martin back to pass, rolling out. He's being pursued by Miguel Rodriguez, and tried to get the pass. He got the pass off incomplete.
Good pass rush there by Miguel Rodriguez.
And almost was able to track him down. It's going to bring up third down at 17. And I tell you what, on that last play, Miguel was moving pretty good for a big fella.
I'll tell you what, he big boy was moving real fast.
And Martin with a pass, and that is going to be incomplete. Fourth down.
Intended for Caden Holmes for the Rangers.
And so fourth and 17, and let's see if they're going to trying to kick a field goal here, and they are bringing their field goal kicker out. That is Christian Ocampo. He is a sophomore, 5'5", 130 pounds. What's that? Yeah, it looks like this is going to be a 33-yard attempt. There's a snap. Kick is up. And it's good.
Not a foot.
And so with 10:27 left to go in the second quarter, it's now the Brenham Cubs 17 and the Runner Rangers 9. Back with the kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West. Offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stegan Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
And back we go here. While we got a minute, we're going to do our Nathan's Barbecue first touchdown and our drawing here. And TL, who is our rib winner tonight?
Brenda Schultz. Congratulations, Brenda.
And congratulations. And
my neighbor around the corner.
And there is a kick that's going to go in the end zone for a touchback. And Nathan's Barbecue, proud to sponsor the first touchdown. You can visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket street tacos, hamburger steaks, home-style fried chicken, and backed by popular demand, the Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is turkey and dressing, and you make the call. Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie League Street, and Brenham, proud supporters of area sports. For your chance to win during the first touchdown, stop by Nathan's Barbecue and register. And one thing we got to compliment, we had burgers up here in the press box from Nathan's. Really good hamburgers over there.
Yes, folks. Go out there and get you a burger. They're rated at the top in Brenham. So
absolutely.
Good job by them at Nathan's.
And so here we go as the Cubs come out of the field for the first time here in the second quarter. Harvey with Dixon in the backfield. Back to pass. And he's going to tuck it and run. And Harvey out across the 30, 35, 40. And he's going to run out of bounds about the 43-yard line. And he gets another Brenham Cup first down.
Finally run out of bounds by William Delgado for the Rangers.
So first and 10. Harvey takes a snap and is going to put it in the air. And that one is going to be caught by Castillo out across the 50. And he is into Ranger territory down to the 49-yard line.
Run out of bounds by Randon Cooks.
It's a good catch there by Castillo. And we got a penalty marker down. And that's going to be a hold on Chris Guidry. That'll move the ball back 10 yards. From the 10 yards from the spot of the foul. And so that'll push the Cubs back to the 39-yard line. 10:08 left to go here in the second quarter. Don't forget, coming up at halftime, we're going to crown the homecoming queen. And I'll also hear from the Brenham Cup Marching Band, and we'll have our Mattress Guys Halftime Nap Time giveaway. Back to pass goes Harvey, and he's going to put it in the air, and pass is going to be caught by Castillo. up to the 45-yard line. Now they're going to get him to the 44. Second down and nine. Cubs have to get it to the Ranger 47 to pick up a first down.
Jacoby Dixon, lone setback for the Cubs.
He's in motion, and Harvey's pass complete.
Castillo
again, and he's just short of the first down. To the 49-yard line.
Brandon Cook's on the stop again.
And let's see if we have a penalty here. Referees are conversing. And it's an ineligible receiver downfield, so that'll push the Cubs back 5 yards. So back to the 39-yard line. It'll be, let's see, a second along here.
Second 13.
9:13 left to go in the second quarter. And Jalen Ward, and Ward around the end across the 45 to the 50. Oh, and he took a shot as he goes out of bounds at the 49-yard line. And Jalen luckily pops right back up.
Really? That was a handoff to Jalen Ward. Hole closed over right tackle. He broke it to the outside.
Well, now they're going to say it was back at the 46-yard line.
No.
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 He was closer to the 50.
It's Jacoby Dixon.
Dixon around the end. He's going to pick up the first down to the 40-yard line, to the 39-yard line.
Finally run out of bounds by Brandon Cooks for the Rangers.
Yeah, they're going to get to the 38. It's a big pickup there by Jacoby Dixon. As the clock stops with 8:50 left to go in the first half, Cubs leading 17-9 and now marching down the field again. And pass is complete to Dixon out of the backfield, and he is going to be brought down.
Jacoby Dixon in motion, just a little dump pass out to the right, broke it up for no gain on the play. They did respot it. We did get a yard.
Yeah, so second down and nine. Salazar and Martin down to the right. Guidry to the right. Handoff goes to Dixon. Dixon breaking free. He's out across the 20. It's a foot race to the end zone, and he's going to be in there for the Cubs touchdown.
Tell what, they fake the handoff to Jose Castillo. Hand it off basically over left guard to Jacoby Dixon. Had a big hole. Two defenders converged on him. He carries one into the end zone with him.
And Jacoby Dixon doing what he does best. And that is a touchdown. And now Blusinega on for the extra point. Kick is up. And it's good. And so with 8:01 left to go in the second quarter, Cubs lead it 24-9. Back with the kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's Doggy Resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Brob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Aschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
And back we go. Here comes the lead at 24-9. And we got an onside kick here, but it's going to be recovered by the Rangers.
In Cub territory.
Yeah, it didn't go the required 10 yards, but the Rangers, I think, will take it right there. And got an update for you. They got a minute 59 left in the second quarter. Huntsville is leading Lake Creek 14-3.
Wow.
So that is a potential bombshell there if Huntsville can get the win, can hold on and get the win there. Still only the first half, though.
Week after week, Lake Creek has been just rolling over people.
Yeah. So we'll keep an eye on that as the evening progresses. And handoff around the end. And that is going to be number three, Randon Cooks. And he'll pick up the first down. We're in the second quarter. Cubs lead it 24-9.
Landon Shipley running him out of bounds there for the Cubs.
Ball spot at the 34-yard line. And play action. And he's going to keep it himself. And Martin's going to be brought down there. Tried to run up the middle.
He faked a handoff to Randon Cooks in motion. Takes it straight up the middle. Cade Moore and John Rigsby both in on the stop for the Cubs.
And Cade Moore having a good game here in the early going. He has been all over the field. Ball at the 33-yard line. That'll bring up second down and 9.
Great point there, Doug. Cade has been all over the place.
And Martin rolling out. Pass is complete. That was to Morrison out of the backfield to the 26-yard line.
Christian Prosper on the coverage for the Cubs.
Third down and 2. And Martin going to keep it himself. And he will get just enough to pick up the first down. Slides down at the 22-yard line. And Martin will give. And
that's 32.
That would be, we don't have him listed on their roster.
John Rigsby, Christian Prosper in on the stop for the Cubs.
That's a ball spot at the 20-yard line. Second down and 8. We got 6 minutes left to go in the first half. Martin going to fire that one, and incomplete.
Intended for Brandon Cooks.
And so third down and 8. Clock stops with 5:50 left to go in the second quarter.
Landon Shipley on the coverage for the Cubs.
Is going to be Martin on the carry, brought down. Guess who? Number 2, Cade Moore.
Good job by Cade Moore again.
And so it gets to the 15-yard line. Fourth down and 8. And let's see if they're going to go for it or they're going to maybe send out the field goal team. And it looks like the field goal team is going to come out for Rudder.
Brings up fourth and three.
And so Ocampo to come out. This one is going to be a 32-yard attempt. Kick is up. And it's good. And so with 5:04 left to play here in the second quarter, Cubs lead is now 24-12 over the Rangers. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Buying or selling property? Trust Robin Landaway, expert real estate broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
And we are back here. Brenham Cubs with a 24-12 lead over the Rudder Rangers here with 5:04 left to go until the half. And we got some other scores we'll pass along here momentarily from our district.
Cartel Brown, Jalen Ward deep for the Cubs.
And there is the kickoff. And the Cubs are just going to let it go out of the back of the end zone and take the touchback. And we've got, they are at half, just went to halftime, and it is still Huntsville leading Lake Creek 14-3 at the half. And meanwhile, they're in the second quarter with Richmond Randall and Lamar Consolidated. Randall all over Lamar Consolidated, 35-0 there. And Montgomery has the bye week this week.
We're going to have to pay close attention to see how these games come out tonight.
It'll yeah.
A little interesting.
Taken by Jacoby Dixon, and Dixon out across the 30.
He's still going 35-40,
and he walks the tightrope. And they're going to say he stepped out at the 47.
faked a handoff to Jalen Ward, got behind Jalen, and just followed him. The hole closed. Jordan broke it to the outside. Tight rope that sideline. Nice game. Another Cub first down.
And so ball spotted at the 47-yard line. 4:51 left to go here in quarter number two.
Jacoby Dixon back in the backfield for the Cubs.
And Dixon taking it out of the Wildcat formation.
Out of the Wildcat.
And he's going to get it down to the 45-yard line. They're into Rudder territory.
William Delgado in on the stop for the Rangers.
And right now there's no quarterback in there for the Cubs. Dixon taking it himself.
And it's Dixon again.
Yeah. And he is going to pick up the third. Let's see, they should have the first
they
down.
They should, if the spot is right.
And chains are moving, so yeah, it is a first down for the Cubs.
Nick Villarreal in on the stop for the Rangers. Jacoby Dixon having another stellar evening.
He certainly is. And now Jordan Harvey back in, rolling out. And he's going to put it in the air. And was that? Are they going to give him the catch there? Yes, they
are. Castillo.
And another big catch there for Jose Castillo. And he'll pick up the first down. And ball to the 32-yard line. First and 10 for the Cubs with 3:34 left to go here in the second quarter. Counting down to halftime. And Harvey fumbled the football, and he's just going to have to fall on it.
Jordan dropped back to pass, rolling the ball at his fingers. Yep. He lost control of it.
And so that'll push back to the 39-yard line. And so that'll bring up second down 17 for the Cubs. And Harvey back to pass. And now just looking at, oh, and he slipped down on the turf. And so that'll be another loss of yardage.
Loss on the play. Loss is back to the 43-yard line.
He was open. He was about ready to make a throw, and looks like he just slipped on the, lost his footing on the turf. So that'll be third down and 20 for the Cubs. Harvey back to pass. And he's going to put it in the air. And pass incomplete. He was looking for Salazar. And so that'll bring him fourth down. And for the first time tonight, the Cubs are going to have to bring on the punt team.
Salazar actually had a step on the defender just off his fingertips. Jordan led him just a hair too much.
And 2:11 left to play here in the second quarter. And so Landon Zelenka on to punt.
Brandon Cook's deep for the Rangers.
And Zelenka just gets the punt away. And it's going to take a Cub roll. And be down, looks like, about the 12-yard line. And so the Rangers will have it with 1:59 left to go until the half. And a substitution infraction called against Brutter. Cubs are going to decline it. Rudder with 12 men on the field. So they will take over on offense.
Isn't that where the ball rolled in?
Yeah, we declined it.
Oh, okay. All right, got it. I didn't see that. Glad you saw that, man. Thanks.
Yeah. And back to pass goes Martin, and he's going to put it in the air. Incomplete.
It was incomplete.
And almost intercepted there by Landon Shipley. He did it just a little bit taller.
Yeah. Intended for Malik Gunn for the Rangers.
And second down and 10. Cubs lead it 24-12 with 1:53 left to go until the half. Play action, and Martin looking for somebody to throw to. And well, we're going to get
I'm going to say it was intended for A.J. Morrison.
And we got a flag now. Let's see what this is going to be.
Yeah.
And ineligible receiver downfield for runner. Clock stop with a minute 42. Cubs will decline the penalty, and that'll bring up third down and 10. Ball is at the 12-yard line. Going to be blown dead. And we're going to get a timeout on the field. Taken by the ring.
Second clock. We're not working on that end. Please turn this one off. We'll keep it on the field.
Okay. Apparently the play clock's not running on the far end, so they're asking for the play clock underneath the scoreboard to be turned off as well. We're coming to you from Homecoming 2023. Doug Brown and Tommy Leggy on this Friday evening here at Cubs Stadium. And a big crowd here tonight taking in the festivities.
Very, very good homecoming crowd. Very good.
And now hopefully we're ready to resume play here. Being chased by Rigsby, throws the pass in the dirt. He was looking for number four, Brandon Cooks, on the play. And that'll bring up third down and 10. Or no, fourth down and 10. Clock stopped with a minute 29.
They're giving him the catch, I believe, Doug.
What?
Yes.
Oh, Coach Youngs can't believe it. No, that was in the dirt. There was no way that was a catch.
Oh, my goodness.
That is a horrible call.
That's a third and five.
And so runner takes their last timeout. Cubs still have one more timeout left. And, of course, Cubs with the 12-point lead here. Trying to be nice if we can get the ball back here and maybe try to get one more score in before the half. They do get the punt away. And the punt is
good. Oh, what a roll.
Took a huge roll for the Rangers all the way back to the Cub 18-yard line. And so that's where the Cub offense will come out on the field. That was, golly. What, about an 80-yard punt there with the roll?
60-plus for sure.
Yeah. Oh, well, let's see. Yeah? Yeah, about a 60- to 70-yard punt, something like that. That thing just kept going. It just hit the turf and just kept going and going and going.
And like rolling.
Like the Energizer Bunny. And so the Cubs will come out for one last shot here before the end of the half.
Jacoby Dixon in the backfield with Jordan Harvey.
Harvey takes the snap. Pass complete to Castillo. And he is out across the 20, the 25.
A little dump pass to Jose Castillo out in the right flat. Breaks it upfield.
And up to the
27-yard
line.
Nice game.
Cubs going to hurry up. Harvey back to pass. And breaks free. Now puts it in the air. And incomplete, and let's see if we're going to get a flag down.
Pass intended for Deontay Martin.
Cubs looking for a pass interference call. And referee's conferring. And they're going to call defensive holding. So that will get the Cubs the automatic first down. And so that'll move it up to the 38-yard line. Clock stops with 49 seconds left. Cubs trying to, at the very least, get into field goal range and give Bucinega a chance. Back to pass goes Harvey. He's going to put it in the air, and we got holding right there. Yeah, come on, you got to throw the flag
there.
Where's
the flag?
I mean, ref, it's right in front of you. I mean, Guidry was being held all the way
down the field.
They ran right in front of the referee, and he still didn't call it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Seriously. We both saw that, folks.
Yeah.
That was a bad call.
Yeah. That umpire needs a trip to TSO. And back to pass. Going deep. Oh, no, he's going to take it. And lost back to the 37-yard line. And we're down to 25 seconds here. Cubs got
Waylon Norwood on the stop there for the Rangers.
Harvey back to pass. He's going to put it in the air to Guidry. And again, he's being held again. Finally, we get
Finally.
And that wasn't as bad as the previous one. The previous one was worse, but he gets the penalty.
The previous one was horrible.
Instead of pass interference, they call it defensive holding. Well, we'll take it. So 12.6 seconds left. Wait a minute, why are we moving the ball backwards? Oh, okay.
Going from the line of scrimmage.
Oh, okay, from the line of scrimmage. Okay.
You're a yard short, ref.
Yeah, that's a 10-yard penalty. And Coach Young's trying to point it out to the... Because it's supposed to be an automatic first down, too. And now the referee's conferring because they can't get their stuff together.
As Doc would say, that's a scary situation. They're having a meeting.
And so it is first and 10 for the Cubs at the 47-yard line. Harvey back to pass, and now he's going to get the pass away, and that is going to be complete.
Guidry.
And got the completion.
2.9.
2.9 seconds. Got to hurry up. And he's going to spike it. The clock ran, but he spiked it before the clock ran out, so they're going to need to put some time. No! No, he spiked it before the clock ran out.
Oh, my goodness.
Where did they find this referee crew?
This is a crew.
Oh, my God.
This is a crew.
Well, we have reached the halftime, and so Cubs lead it 24-12, And we're going to take a break and be back after we hear this time 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West Brenham, 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth & Linke Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkewelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
And we return to action here as the Rudder Ranger Marching Band is out on the field. And we're here at the half. The Brenham Cubs lead it 24-12. And for the Cubs, and we've got the halftime statistics here, and courtesy of our good friend Michael Groves. And passing-wise for the Cubs, you got Jordan Harvey. He is 10 out of 13 for 116 yards and a touchdown. And then Chris Guidry, 1-for-1 with a 34-yard touchdown pass. And rushing the football, Jacoby Dixon, 8 carries, 94 yards and a touchdown. Also, Jordan Harvey, 7 carries, 27 yards. And Jalen Ward, 3 carries for 9 yards. And then receiving-wise, you got Jacoby Dixon. He's got 5 catches for 105 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Jose Castillo, 5 catches for 32 yards. And Chris Guidry, 1 catch for 13 yards. And so the Cubs getting it done there. Now for Rudder, their quarterback, Jaquise Martin, he is 6 out of 13 for 56 yards. And oh, they did count that as an interception for Rigsby on there. Okay, and then for running the football, Martin, 10 carries for 67 yards. And then Randon Cooks, 1 carry for 13 yards. The rest are all negative yardage. And so they've, as a team, they've carried the ball 17 times for just 76 yards and 1 touchdown. And then receiving-wise for Rudder, you got Brandon Cooks, 4 catches, 48 yards, their leading receiver. And so it's been a good first half here for the Cubs, Tommy. Defense doing a good job of keeping Rudder's offense contained, and then the Cub offense a few times has shown us some different looks here.
Yes, it was. There were several occasions where their quarterback did make some really good running plays, but when they got deep down in the red zone, that Cub defense stepped it up a notch and did a good job of preventing them from getting the ball in the end zone.
They certainly did, as the Rudder marching band bringing the emojis out here on the field with them as for their halftime performance. And coming up a little bit later, we'll have our Brenham marching band halftime performance, as well as the crowning of the homecoming queen here during halftime. And then after the game, during the post game, we'll be crowning the homecoming king. So be sure you stay tuned for that. We're going to go ahead and take another break, but first, I got a little bit of business to take care of. It's time now for the Mattress Guys Halftime Nap Time Giveaway. Be the third caller at the KWHI Studios right now at 979-836-9937, and you'll win a Z-Gel Convolution Pillow from the Mattress Guys. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. The Z-Gel Convolution Pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere with different levels of customizable support for all sleeping positions, and you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner and native Brenhamite Anthony Jasinski invites you to stop in the store at 2668 Highway 36 south of the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. Please, only one pillow winner per household during the football season. Back with more of the Halftime Show after we hear another 2 minutes from the Sports Friends. And we'll be back with more of Halftime after we hear 2 minutes from our Brenham Sports Friends.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin, for the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available, 319 South Austin.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center, quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
And back we go here at the half. The marching band for Rudder still out on the field with their halftime show. And let's check in again and see how the other games are going. And right now they are still at the half with Huntsville leading. That was the last update we had. Huntsville leading Lake Creek 14-3 at halftime there. And let's see. Oh, Lamar coming back a little bit. They got 2 minutes left to go in the second quarter, and it's Randall leading Lamar 35-12 now. So Lamar trying to make the game a little more respectable over there. And meanwhile, we'll take a look at some area teams, and that they're at the half. Quero leading Caldwell 34-7. You got LaGrange is leading Giddings 14-3 at the half there. Fall City there in the fourth quarter, shutting out Snook 28-0. Let's see, Burton and Belleville and Somerville are all off this week. And Sealy Tigers all over Wharton, 42-7 in the third quarter there. And Waller, they're trailing Klein Oak 24-7 at halftime. And meanwhile, the band looks like they hopefully will be finishing up here soon so we can get our Brenham Cup marching band out onto the field. We'll have our Brenham Band halftime show, and then we'll close out with the crowning of the homecoming queen. That is after the conclusion of the Brenham Cup marching band halftime show. And then, of course, the band, they've had a busy week. They had UIL competition on, I believe it was Wednesday, and did very well over there, and now moving on to the regionals, and got a shot at if they win and do well at regionals to go to state. And, while we got another moment here, let's go ahead and take another break, and let's get back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Banquet Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
KWHI
vacations anywhere in the world with cruise planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Scavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cole Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Parts and more. Parts for everything and much more. Now certified with Identigo Identity Services.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store. Full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
All right, back we go here in the Brenham Cup marching band, finally making their way out onto the field. Yeah, it looks like
it is now time to present to you this year's homecoming court.
Ms. Kaylin Curl. Kaylin is the daughter of Key and Shannon Curl,
Caitlin is escorted by her father, Key Curl. Frazier. Brooklyn is the daughter of Mark and Wendy Frazier. Brooklyn is escorted by her father, Mark Frazier. Ms. Avery Frazier. Avery is the daughter of Mark and Wendy Frazier. Avery is escorted by her uncle, Dr. Scott Davis. Ms. Dynamis Hampton. Dynamis is the daughter of Freddie and Michelle Hampton. Dynamis is escorted by her brother, Deontay Jackson. Della Jasinski. Della is the daughter of Brad and Amy Jasinski. Della is escorted by her father, Brad Jasinski. Ms. Sienna Kelm. Sienna is the daughter of Keith and Corey Kelm. Sienna is escorted by her father, Keith Kelm. Emma Kate McIntyre. Emma Kate is the daughter of Harvey and Reagan McIntyre. Emma Kate is escorted by her father, Harvey McIntyre. Ms. Lily Thibodeau. Lily is the daughter of Roy and Aaron Thibodeau. Lily is escorted by her father, Roy Thibodeau. Ms. Aaliyah Wolf. Aaliyah Wolf is the daughter of Hassan Wolf and Ramona Burks. Aaliyah is escorted by her father, Hassan Wolf. Thank you. is Madeline Check. Madeline is the daughter of Jonathan and Michelle Check. Madeline is escorted by her father, Jonathan Check. Homecoming junior attendants are Miss Annie Castellanos. Annie is the daughter of Noe and Ashley Castellanos. Miss Riley Locke. Riley is the daughter of Jeremy and Crystal Locke. Miss Lainey Prohoda. Lainey is the daughter of Carl and Carrie Prohoda. Miss Emery Roberts. Emery is the daughter of Philip and Katie Roberts. The homecoming junior attendants are escorted by the reigning Brenham High School homecoming queen, Ms. Caitlin Foster. The 10 members of our 2023 Brenham High School Homecoming Court presented to you were chosen by the senior class to represent them. The Homecoming Court representatives were then voted upon by the entire high school student body to determine our 2023 Brenham High School Homecoming Queen. The flower arrangements being presented were prepared by Brenham High School's Advanced Floral Design classes under the direction of Ms. Elizabeth Taylor. The 2023 second runner-up, as selected by the Brenham High School student body, is Dynamis Hampton. The 2023 first runner-up, as selected by the Brenham High School student body, is Kaylin Curl. And now, the 2023 Brenham High School homecoming queen is Aaliyah Wolf. During Aaliyah's 4 years at Brenham High School, she has been a member of the Brenham Bills dance team, Covet basketball, track and field, cross country, Brenham High School step team, the Black History Club, student council, and the National Honor Society. After graduation, Aaliyah plans to major in kinesiology at the University of Houston. Aaliyah, we hope tonight that you feel the support that mirrors the support you have shown our student body over the last 4 years. Congratulations to Aaliyah Wolf and all our 2023 Homecoming Court candidates. We would like to extend thanks to our entire community and all of our fans here tonight. The Student Council hopes everyone is enjoying Homecoming 2023. Thank you for your support, and please join us after the game when we'll announce our 2023 Homecoming King. Go Cubs!
All right, well, there you have it. The Homecoming Queen, Aaliyah Wolf. First runner-up, Kaylin Curl, and second runner-up, Dynamis Hampton. And congratulations to all those young ladies as the Brenham High School marching band makes their way out onto the field. And let's see if we're going to get their... Looks like they won't be doing the full halftime show here. They're coming off because we're getting set for the second half of play. And so we will take a break and be back with the second half kickoff after we send you back to the studios. And let's hear 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken and all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge. Making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main and Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat. Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
All right, and we're back here ready for the second half kickoff. And our kickoff is brought to you courtesy of Christy Schlopman with Farmers Insurance. From kickoff to the fourth quarter, Christy Schlopman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlopman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham. Come on out and cheer the Brenham Cubs and number 51, Connor Schlopman, this Cub football season. And the Cubs will actually get the football to start the second half here. And Cubs leading it by a score of 24-12 here at the halftime.
The first half for the Cubs. Are we there now?
Yeah.
There we go. Good first half for the Cubs. Both passing and running. So let's see if we can bring it back second half.
And there's the kickoff from Ocampo, and he's going to send this one deep.
It's Cartel Brown.
And Cartel out. Oh, and he slips down at the 6-yard line. And so the Cubs are going to start deep in their own territory. As Coach Wheaton likes to call it during baseball season, it looks like the turf monster got.
Yes.
Oh, they're giving forward progress to the 7, but yeah, we've seen a couple of slips on that turf here this evening.
Getting that time of the year, Doug, during the day, especially today, it got a little on the warm side.
Yeah.
And now the air is getting cooler at night, and you're getting a little bit of condensation.
And pass out of the backfield complete. That is Jacoby Dixon. And he is down the sidelines. Can he go all the way? Are you kidding me? He gets it for the touchdown, 93 yards.
Whoa. Just a little dump pass to Jacoby Dixon coming out of the backfield, having the left flat. He goes, gets on that left sideline. He goes all the way untouched.
Unbelievable.
What a way to start the second half.
Yeah. Every time we see this kid, he never ceases to amaze me.
Oh, my goodness.
And now Bucinega on for the extra point try. And kick is up. And it's good.
Jacoby may get one vote for offensive player of the game.
Yeah. But two votes, luckily those are the only two that matter.
That's it, the only two that really matter.
And we'll be back with a kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
Gentlemen and Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road, protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
And back we go, and on the kickoff, it is going to be fair caught by the Rudder Rangers as the Cubs now lead it 31-12 in that night. Jordan Harvey to Jacoby Dixon, the 93-yard touchdown pass.
Electrifying.
And ball spotted at the 35-yard line, first and 10.
We have a new quarterback, Doug. I'm trying to get that number.
And the handoff.
Handoff was to Morrison.
And that's Cody Billings, who is their other quarterback. And he gets it up to the Rangers get up to the 45-yard line.
Enough for a first down for the Rangers.
The Billings in there. And give is
that's 28.
That's Hendrick.
Kendrick.
Bruce Hendrick gets it up to the 43-yard line into Cub territory now.
Another first down for the Rangers.
And Cubs lead it here, 31-12 is the score, and the handoff goes.
That's Morrison.
That's Morrison this time, and he's to the 34-yard line.
Morrison came in motion from the left side. Billings handed off to him, takes it around right in for a 9-yard gain.
And so ball spotted at the 34-yard line. They're trying to get down to the field. Get down the field here are the Rangers. And off, and that's to Morrison again. This time met in the backfield.
I'll get that number for you. It's 34, Doug. I'm sorry about that.
That is Nevaeh Jackson. Getting a good trip up there. And so the clock down to 9:50 left to go in the third quarter.
Loss of a couple of yards.
As we said, Cubs lead it here 31-12 over the Rudder Rangers.
Nice play there by Nevaeh Jackson.
Pass goes Billings, and it is going to be caught.
That's Randon Cooks.
And Randon Cooks to the 31-yard line. And he'll pick up the first down for Rudder. And we're down to 9:16 left to go here in the third quarter. In case you hadn't heard, congratulations go out to Aaliyah Wolf, named the Brenham High School 2023 Homecoming Queen. And we'll have the king announcement during the post game. And around the end, that goes Cooks again. He's going to be dropped for a big loss.
That was Billy's handing off to Randon Cooks. Coming up to make a big stop in the backfield, Juan Mata.
Mata getting up there, and that was a huge play. Dropped up back to the 37-yard line.
Nice defensive play there by Juan Mata.
And showing some speed, too, because he had to come from the opposite side of the field to get him. And Billings with three receiver set. He's going to put it in the air. And that's going to be tipped and caught. Are you kidding?
Oh, my goodness.
That is a fluke play. It was tipped and then caught by number four, Randon Cooks.
Doug, I was trying to get the Cub defender's number, who batted the ball up in the air, and it just so happens to go right into Randon Cooks' hands.
That was just that's a fluke play there. And extra point is up, and it's good. And so with 8:11 left to play here in the third quarter, it's the Brenham Cubs 31 and the Rudder Rangers 19. Back with the kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Bailey Hody with Hody Real Estate knows how important it is to put her clients first.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer. Celebrating 68 years of sales and service.
And the Cubs are going to let that kickoff go out of the back of the end zone. Going back to that last play, Tommy, it was just really a fluke catch. He threw it and hit
that
the receiver.
The inventory has arrived. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy, and my warehouse is full. Stop in today and shop our overstock sale. We have Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattresses and even discontinued products you can't find online. And no bed is complete without premium pillows or high-quality sheets. So stop in today and shop our hot overstock sale. First come, first serve. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
And back we go here, and comes with the football. And are we going to put it in the air? Gidry, off his hands. He tried to stretch for it and almost made the play.
Chris Newton falls in.
And Jacoby Dixon in motion to the right, faked a pass to Jacoby and looked.
And try to get that one to Guidry and was unsuccessful. Bring up second down and 10.
Cubs. Great effort by Chris Guidry.
Cubs got the ball at the 25-yard line. And off to Jacoby Dixon. And Dixon going to be stopped for no gain. That's going to be third down and 10. Dixon was trying to find some running room. That time, not successful.
Jamarian West in on the stop for the Rangers.
And so third down and 10. And back to pass goes Harvey. He's going to put it in the air. And he's got a man open and incomplete, looking for Deontay Martin. And that is going to bring him fourth down. And the Cubs will have to punt.
Deontay had a step on the defender. Just pass was just out of his reach.
And so Zelenko on to punt.
Brandon Cooks deeps for the Rangers.
And just gets that one away. And now it takes a Ranger roll back to the 40-yard line, and that's where the Cubs will down it. And so 7:08 left to go here in the third quarter. Cubs lead it 31-19.
Billings again in a quarterback for the Rangers.
And
Morrison.
And out to Morrison. He's met by a host of green jerseys.
Trey Lockett making the initial hit on Morrison.
And so a 1 yard gain. That'll bring up second down and 9. And Billings back to pass, and it is incomplete. And that should be intentional. That's a lineman he was thrown to. That should be intentional grounding.
These referees haven't been right all night.
Well, you got a point there, T.L.
I just have to, sorry, I wasn't poking fun. I was not poking fun. I was being serious.
And back to pass. Billings putting it up in the air. And complete.
Intended for Caden Holmes for the Rangers.
So bring it fourth down and 9.
A good defensive stand here this time for the Brenham Cubs.
And so the clock stops. 6:38 left to go here. And they get, oh, and we're going to get a whistle.
The dead ball. Ball start. Number 28 on the outside. Still fourth down.
And so that'll push Rudder back 5 yards.
Martell Brown.
And there's the kick.
Jabrion Moore deep.
And that is going to roll down Looks like about the 27-yard line.
Yeah, 27-yard line.
Good call.
And so it'll be first and 10 for the Cubs. So 6:28 left as Brenham takes the field. And handoff goes to Jacoby Dixon, and he breaks us free, and he is going to pick up the first down across the 40. And gets up to the 42-yard line, about a 15-yard run there for Dixon.
Tell you what, just straight handoff over left tackle. Jacoby breaks, finds the seam. Gets up over the 40, up to the 42-yard line, another cup first down.
And handoff, Dixon again, breaking free, and carrying guys with him down to the 40-yard line to Rodder.
Finally, Ramlin Cooks gets a shoestring tackle on Jacoby Dixon.
And Dixon going to carry again and works it down to the 31-yard line. And very close to another first down.
Just simple handoff there over right tackle for Jacoby Dixon. Another nice game.
Dixon just enforcing his will on the Rudder Rangers.
Transom all in on the tackle for the Rangers.
Man in motion. And this time, Jalen Ward, he goes the other way, and Ward trying to work his way through. Picked up by Rudder.
Goodness.
And they're going to run it back the other way for a touchdown. And that was Ryan Campbell on the return.
Oh, my goodness.
Costly mistake there for the Cubs.
Handoff around left end to Jalen Ward.
And that looks like they're going to go for two. As Martin comes back in at quarterback. And Martin going to try to go for two, and he's going to be stopped just short. And so with 5:14 left to go in the third quarter, it's now Cubs 31, Rangers 25. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries. Any property you see, call EB-979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
And just checked in on Lake Creek in Huntsville. That one is now, Lake Creek has come back, is now tied 20-20 in the fourth quarter.
Oh, got a barn burner there.
And we're getting one here. It looked for a little while there like the Cubs were going to run away with this one, but now back-to-back touchdowns by Rudder. And it's now Cubs 31, Rangers 25. A costly fumble return for a touchdown.
Didn't get a chance to finish that. Jalen Ward tried to reverse the field, and a defender came up from his right side, knocked the ball out of his hands, picked it up, touchdown Rangers.
And so now here we go. And Rutter going to kick this one away, and that one is going to go into the end zone again for another touchback. And so the Cubs will have it first and 10 at the 25-yard line. So, big opportunity there. Yeah, the Cubs have got to try to see if they can answer these back-to-back touchdowns by Rutter. With a pass, and that is complete to Dixon. And Dixon just gets back to the line of scrimmage.
Jacoby Dixon in motion. Jordan Harvey just dumps a little pass out to him. A missed tackle could have gotten Jacoby for a loss, but fought his way up to the line of scrimmage.
And so second down and 10. Now Dixon coming off the field limping. That's not a good sign.
Nope.
And Jalen Ward back in. And off goes to Ward. Out across the 30 to the 40, 45, 50. And Jalen Ward trying to make up for that fumble. And he is back up to midfield. It comes back up to midfield.
Good run there. Hand off to Jalen Ward around right in, made a move to the sideline. 25-yard gain. Nice game.
And we're down to 4:10 left to go here in the third quarter. And Cubs kind of looking around like they're not really sure what to do here. And now they go back into formation. And off to Ward once again. Cuts it back out across the 40. And inside down to the 39-yard line. Another first down on back-to-back runs by Jalen Ward.
Just another handoff there to Jalen Ward over right tackle. Cut it back toward the middle of the field. Another Cub first down.
Hands off to Ward again, and now back up the middle, out to the 35, to the 30, and down to the 27-yard line. Another Cub first down.
I tell you what, just another counterplay right up the middle there to Jalen Ward. Another nice run for Jalen.
Hand off to Ward again. Ward gets across and down to the 21-yard line. More positive yardage in. Well, we got a chance here. I want to give credit to that O-line really opening up those holes for
us. That offensive line is blowing back the Rutter Rangers right now.
And goes to Ward. This is Chris Elliott now into the backfield. Elliott going to be stopped for no gain there. And now it looks like Jacoby Dixon coming back in.
Braylon Norwood and Jamarian West in on the stop.
Second down and 4. And pass is going to be complete to Deontay Martin. And Martin will pick up the first down.
Oh, my goodness.
And pass is complete. And then close the play. And Moore will have a flag on the play.
Pass out to
Yeah, it was completed to Deontay Martin.
Martin in the flat, in that left flat, made a nice
and
move.
Holding against the Cubs. Yeah. They'll move it back 10 yards. Got 2:05 left to play here in the third quarter. Cubs holding on to a six-point lead. Ball will be spotted back to the 26-yard line. And another whistle before we even snap the ball. And it looks like the Cubs are going to take a timeout on the field. So with the timeout, we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 30 seconds from the sports friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
And back we go here. We've got 2:05 left to play in the third quarter. Cubs leading 31-25. And trying to drive it in here on Brian Rutter. It's going to be third down and 9. This has been a battle for both teams. And back to pass, and it's going to be caught by Guidry. Guidry trying to stay on his feet and finds it up to the 20-yard line, and he's going to be short of the first down.
Pass is completed by 18, Chris Guidry. Gain on the play to the 20-yard line.
That's going to bring fourth down and 3, and let's see if the Cubs are going to go for it or they're going to send in the kicker. The Cubs are going to go for it on 4th and 3. Coach Danny Young's rolling the dice here. Hand off Jacoby Dixon, and he falls forward. And he's going to be short of the first down, and so the Cubs will turn it over on down.
A simple handoff to Jacoby Dixon over. Over left guard, cut back up toward the middle of the field.
And they
nice were stopped there by Nick Villarreal for the Rangers.
Yeah, Villarreal, he was sitting there waiting on him when he came through that hole. And so the ball will be at the 19-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 for Rutter with 1:13 left to go here in the third quarter.
Now the Cub defense has to step it up.
And off goes to Morrison, and he gets it spun around, and now trying to fight through. They're just moving the whole pile with him.
Miguel Rodriguez coming up from the bottom of that pile for the Brenham Cubs.
And ball spotted at the 28-yard line. That'll be a second down and 1. 40 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Billings back to pass. He's going to put it in the air and pass incomplete.
So intended for number 10, that's Caden Holmes.
And Christian Prosper on the coverage there for the Cubs. And I'll stop the clock on the incompletion with 21.7 seconds left on the clock. Third down and 1 for Brian Rutter.
Cody Billings has put a spark in this Rangers offense.
He certainly has.
Go
Larson.
Ben Larson. Cade Moore.
Cade Moore. A big stop.
And that'll bring a fourth down. And I believe that's going to be the last play of the quarter.
I tell you what, just when the Cub defense needed to make a stop, Cade Moore coming through, making a big stop in the back.
And that is the end of the third quarter. The Cubs lead at 31-25, and stay with us. We are going to the fourth and final quarter after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
And back we go here. Now the punt. They do get it off. Cubs calling for the fair catch, and they're just going to let it roll. And it's going to go all the way down to the 33-yard line, or 32-yard line. And that's where Brennan will have it first and 10. As we start the fourth quarter, Cubs lead at 31-25. Over the Rudder Rangers, it's been nip and tuck all the way.
As we talked about, Cody Billings came in at quarterback in the second half for the Rudder Rangers and put new life into that offense.
We got an injury timeout.
Yeah, we got an injured member of the Rudder Rangers on the field here, so they're going to take an injury timeout. Coming to you from Homecoming 2023. And, of course, this important game for the Cubs and the Rangers. The Cubs, if they win this game tonight, they are in the playoffs. If the Rangers win, they need to win to keep their playoff hopes alive, because if they don't come through with a victory over the Cubs tonight, they're eliminated. They're out. So it's an important game for them as well. And they're checking on the young man on the far side of the field. And we've had a great turnout here for Homecoming 2023. And, of course, next week, a big one. No, well, the next 2 weeks, two big ones for the Brenham Cubs. They're going to Huntsville, to that new stadium over there. And then back here for the final week of the season. And that'll be Hall of Honor week. We'll have the luncheon that afternoon and the ball game that night. And honoring John Finke, Dustin Moore, and Wes and Kyle Mangan.
And the two Mangan brothers. Good class of Cub football players going into that Cub football Hall of Honor.
Yeah, looking forward to that. And having the luncheon over at Blinn College. I know last year's was a lot of fun. Looking forward to this one as well. Meantime, Jordan Harvey with a handoff. That is to Jacoby Dixon. Dixon fights his way forward to the 33-yard line. And this gets a yard there.
Tough yard. Braylon Norwood on the tackle for the Rudder Rangers.
Well, they give him to the 34, so a 2-yard pickup, but bring him second and 8.
Ball is on the 34-yard line.
Harvey with a give to Dixon. Dixon around the end.
Nice move.
And he will be out across the 40, and he'll pick up the first down to the 43-yard line. or to the 44-yard line.
Just a handoff to Jacoby Dixon around right in. Found a hole, broke it upfield. Gets another cup first down. Keep that clock moving.
Absolutely. Down to 11 minutes to go here in the game. And handoff Dixon. Dixon breaking away across the 50, 45, 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, and in the end zone for the Cub touchdown. 56 yards, Jacoby Dixon.
Wow.
That's his fourth touchdown of the night. He's got... That's his second touchdown run. He's got two receiving touchdowns as well. And now Senega out here for the extra point try. Well, no, we're going to go for two here.
Oh, my goodness.
And so Harvey will roll out, looking for someone to pass to, and he's going to put it in the air. And that is going to be caught. That is Ivan Salazar for the two-point conversion.
I tell you what, Coach Young's pulling out all the strings to see.
Yes, he is. And by the way, we just got this from the guys. Jacoby Dixon tonight, 205 rushing yards, 197 receiving yards. Wow, what a night. And we'll be back with a kickoff. Cubs lead at 39-25. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilghman Construction and Stegan Tilghman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
And back we go, and on the return, the Rangers get up to the 20-yard line. I want to correct myself. It's actually five touchdowns on the night for Jacoby Dixon. He's got three receiving touchdowns and two rushing touchdowns now. And Cubs lead at 39-25.
The one award that he does deserve, Judge, I mean, Doug, is somebody to take him out to dinner.
Yeah. He has been putting on a show tonight. And meanwhile, Billings back to pass. And he's going to tuck it and run himself. And he got smacked.
Whoa. That was Trey Lockett.
Oh, my God. He just ran right into a freight train, and he got mowed down after a five-yard pickup.
Tell you what. I'm giving Billings credit just for getting up.
Yeah. Yeah, showing some toughness there because Lockett put a lick on him. And back to pass goes. And that pass is complete to Caden Holmes. And he'll pick up the first down for the Rangers.
One body and on the stop for the Cubs.
37-yard line. Clock will stop at 9:49 left to go in the game. Don't forget, coming up during the post game, we will crown our Brenham High School homecoming king. We crown the queen during halftime, Aaliyah Wolf. First runner-up, Kaylin Curl. Second runner-up was Dynamis Hampton. and gains by Morrison.
You know what that means. The inventory has arrived. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy, and my warehouse is full. Stop in today and shop our overstock sale. We have Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattresses and even discontinued products you can't find online. And no bed is complete without premium pillows or high-quality sheets. So stop in today and shop our hot overstock sale. First come, first serve. And remember, the best buys are with mattress guys located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center or call 836-1010 today.
And back we go here. 9:20 left to go in the game. Cubs lead at 39-25. Pass was incomplete. It's going to bring up third down and 8.
10 and 4, Brandon Cooks for the Rangers. Five receivers set.
And back to go. And pass incomplete. Almost intercepted.
How's John? Is that John Rigsby?
No, that
29. Yes, my mistake. 29.
We don't
have that number.
Yeah. Unless it was that Landon Shipley, maybe. No,
it was 29.
No, Shipley. I don't know. We don't have the 29 listed. But he nearly picked it off.
Interesting call here, Doug. Rangers going for it.
4th and 8, and they're on their own side of the field. And he's in. Sacked Cade Moore!
Cade Moore! Woo!
He chased him down, and before he knew it, Billings was on his backside. And so the Rangers have turned the ball. They gambled and end up turning the ball over. And the Cubs have it at the 33-yard line.
Good defensive stand there for the Cub defense. But I tell you what, Doug, you and I both know that Cade Moore's made some huge stops for that Cub defense.
He certainly has. And so now 9:02 left to go in the game. And head off goes Jalen Ward. Ward going to get hit in the backfield for a loss.
Big stop there by Braylon Norwood for the Rangers.
Norwood, a senior D lineman. Back to the 5 yard, or back to the 35-yard line.
Second and 15 for the Cubs.
Cubs now with the start letting the clock milk and milking the clock a little bit here. Dixon back in there. Man in motion. Fake to Castillo, gives to Dixon. And Dixon around the end out across the 20. Cuts back. And can you say 6 touchdowns? He is in there 38 yards for the Benham Cub touchdown.
Jose Castillo was in motion from the right. Fake handoff to him, a counter handoff to Jacoby Dixon around right end. Breaks it into the open, cuts back to the middle of the field, goes into the end zone untouched.
He is a freshman, right?
He is a freshman. He is a freshman.
He doesn't play like it.
Whoa.
Extra point by Sine is good. And so with 8:12 left to go in the game, Cubs now lead it 46-25. And back with the kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's Doggy Resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivent Financial, see agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
And the kickoff. And it's going to be fielded at the 15-yard line by the Rangers. Out across the 20.
And Cooks.
And Cooks brought down at the 27-yard line.
Andre Powell in on the stop for the Cubs.
And so now the Cub defense coming back out on the field. Cubs lead it here 46-25. 8:05 left to go in the game.
Martin back in the quarterback.
And back goes Martin rolling out. And he's going to put it in the air. Incomplete. And he was looking for Brandon Cooks. That'll bring up second down and 10. Ball spotted at the 27-yard line. 7:54 left to go in the game. Pass, and Martin going to get sacked.
Believe it or not, Kate Moore actually slowed him up, and he got finished off.
Yeah, I didn't see who made the final stop on him, but yeah, you're right, Moore, and we got an injury timeout on the field. And it's just gone final. Lake Creek survives Huntsville 27-20, the final score there.
Whoa.
And so Lake Creek remains unbeaten there, but not by much. They had to struggle to beat Huntsville.
And as we talked earlier, Huntsville up next for the Cubs.
Yep. And while we got a chance, some other scores here. Giddings leading LaGrange 23-21. That is in the fourth quarter there. And Quero all over Caldwell tonight. 62-7, the final score there. And Navasota defeats Stafford 28-10. So Navasota keeping their playoff hopes alive there. Now we're back to action here. And Mark's going to keep it himself, and he is going to get tackled there.
Doug, I don't know if that was a Wildcat or another quarterback in there. It was number 32.
32, that would be that
not
one.
On here. So.
Defensive stop for the Cubs, number 28, John Rigsby.
And that was Rigsby on the stop there. And so down to 6:45 left to go in the game. Fourth down and 15 for Rutter.
They are going to punt this time.
Yeah.
Jabrion Moore deep for the Cubs.
There's a snap. And kick is away. And Moore's just going to let that one roll. And
they've been getting the rolls this evening.
They certainly have. and down to the 34-yard line where he stopped, and now the Cub offense comes back out on the field. There's 6:11 left to go in the game. As Army leads the team out. Got Jalen Ward in the backfield with him. Army takes the snap, handoff goes to Ward. And Ward breaking free down across the 40 and gets the first down.
Jalen got just straight handoff over right tackle to Jalen Ward and got slowed up, broke that tackle, gets a nice gain for another cup first down.
And gain up to the 44-yard line, clock running with 5:55 left to go in the game. And Cubs right now, the big thing, just milk that clock. Off to Jalen Ward. And up to the 44-yard line. No gain on the play. Brings up second down and 10.
Chancey Moley in on the stop for the Rangers.
As we drop under 5 minutes left to go in the game. In the backfield with Harvey. Harvey takes a snap, hand off to Ward. Ward trying to find some room around the end. Breaks a tackle.
Ball came loose.
And
I think it's going to go out of bounds.
I believe you're right. And right now, clock stops with 4:27. Brenham Cubs leading the Rudder Rangers 46-25 here in the fourth quarter. And ball at the 48-yard line. And so now Harvey takes the snap. And handoff to Elliott this time. And Elliott gets nothing on the carry. And so that'll bring up fourth down. And so the Cubs will have to punt here. As we're getting down to the 4 minute mark left to go here in the game. So Lincoln to kick this one away. There's a snap, and Zelinka gets this one off. And it is going to be down to the 27-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Rangers. They've got 3:42 left to go in the game. Cubs lead at 46-25. Trying to hold on here and clinch this playoff spot. High snap, and handoff is to Morrison. Morrison up the middle, dragging guys with him. And they finally bring him down all the way to the 46-yard line, and he drug guys with him for at least 15 of those yards.
John Rigsby hanging on, and normally John takes the guy down, but...
Yeah, we got a flag down here. And a face mask against the Cubs on top of
goodness.
It. Not only that add yards to them, but it also stops the clock until they can reset the ball, and now the clock restarts. Tie snap and a penalty marker down. And a false start against Rutter, so push him back 5 yards.
And that is 32 back in a quarterback.
Yep. Which we don't have a 32 listed on the roster they sent us. High snap and a handoff. That is to Morrison, and he's going to be met by a host of Cubs in the backfield there.
Led by none other than Cade Moore.
Yeah. And now we got another injury timeout. And that'll stop the clock with 2:31 left to go in the game. Cubs leading in 46-25 here, trying to finish this one off. And now they're out to check on the injured player.
Injured player down on the field, Joseph Leon.
Okay.
Josiah.
And Cubs trying to hold on here. And, of course, as we said during the postgame show, we will have the crowning of the 2023 Homecoming King. Also during the postgame, we'll have our Whataburger Wada play of the game. And then also we'll name tonight's offensive and defensive outstanding players of the game, which I have a feeling we already know who those are.
I think we know who both of those are.
And then after the broadcast, we'll have the scoreboard show back at the studios.
Uncontested.
Yeah. And so with 2:31 left and still late. And the Cubs waiting for them to get the injured player off the field. And now he's up on his own. And he's going to have to be helped off. Josiah Leone is a senior offensive lineman. And so back go the Rangers on offense. High snap, and it's number 29, and we don't have tackling number 32, and we also don't have on the roster.
Wow. Nice stop.
Yeah, and so that will put the clock down to 2 minutes and 1 second.
Third and long for the Rangers.
And the Rangers down with another flag down. And so...
Dead ball. Ball start. Number four on line. Two or three down.
I mean, being that they're down with 21 points and 136 left, would it be wrong to have them, the visiting team, take the knee?
With all the penalty flags on the field,
I mean,
you're thinking the Dallas Cowboys may be on the field.
Oh, my God.
They've had a few this year.
Yeah. Back to pass.
Oh, he had an open field goal up the middle.
And up to the 35-yard line. And we're down to a minute left to play.
Trey Lockett finally bringing him down.
And it's a fourth down for the Rangers. This is the ball game right here. And number 32 is going to get rolled out, and he's going to be brought down. That looks like Doyle Brown on the tackle there. And
a little help from Levan Jackson.
And so that's going to do it. Cubs just got to come out here and take a knee, and that'll be it. Point win for the Cubs, 46-25. Just as we said, just got to come out here, take a knee, and that should do it. Although I've known in the past some coaches will call a timeout just for sour grapes, and he will take the knee. And looks like they will let the clock run. So that'll do it here. Once again, your final score, Cubs win at 46-25. And tonight's broadcast of Brenham Cub football made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. We'll be back with the postgame show after we hear 90 seconds from the Brenham Sports Friends.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Buying or selling property? Trust Robin Landaway, expert real estate broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
And once again, your final score, Cubs win at 46-21. Tonight's postgame show made possible by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Co-Course Foods Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Waterwell Services, Citizen State Bank, Plant North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegeler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, A1 Quality Plumbing, Wellman Insurance Agency, Conjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Slopman with Farmers Insurance, HEB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks, Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, Blinn College. And we'll be back with the postgame show after we hear these words from our sponsors.
With fall sports, practice, and the holidays just around the corner, this is a busy time of the year. Luckily, H-E-B has got you covered with an array of quick, fresh, and easy meal simple products. Whether you're looking for grab-and-go salads, fully cooked meals you can pop in the microwave, or oven-ready entrees and sides, H-E-B's meal simple products are chef-inspired and will satisfy even the pickiest of eaters. Check them out at the Brenham H-E-B today.
And back we go, and Tommy's gone down to have a word with Coach Youngs, and we'll pick that up for you. And then also we got the homecoming King festivities, but let's go back to the studios, and let's hear these words from our sponsors.
With fall sports, practice, and the holidays just around the corner, this is a busy time of the year. Luckily, H-E-B has got you covered with an array of quick, fresh, and easy meal simple products. Whether you're looking for grab-and-go salads, fully cooked meals you can pop in the microwave, or oven-ready entrees and sides, H-E-B's meal simple products are chef-inspired and will satisfy even the pickiest of eaters. Check them out at the Brenham H-E-B today.
Okay, and back we go here, and let's go through the final stats here. And it is a huge night as Jacoby Dixon with six touchdowns, and let's see. We got, he had 17 carries, 243 yards, three touchdowns, and then he had seven catches, 199 yards, and three touchdowns as well for a huge night. And his 199 receiving yards, that is the third most in Brenham Cub football history, behind only Jaquay Cross and Brandon Collins. So big night for Jacoby Dixon. And we've got more to come here on the postgame show. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear these words from our sponsors.
Taylor Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Taylor Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Taylor Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Taylor Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Taylor Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
Wayne and Clarence at Memorial Oaks Chapel are excited to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season. They would like to acknowledge the players, coaches, trainers, parents, and teachers for their hard work and dedication. Memorial Oaks Chapel wishes the Cubs and Bucks a safe season and an excellent school year. Make sure to go out and support your Brenham football team this season. Good luck to all from Wayne, Clarence, and everyone at Memorial Oaks Chapel. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
And back we go. Now we've got the homecoming king. So let's go down to the field for that.
Mr. Alex Dahlmeyer. Alex is the son of Andy and Heather Dahlmeyer. Alex is escorted by his mother, Heather Dahlmeyer. Mr. Kason Edwards. Kason is the son of Key Edwards and Ashley Bass. Kason is escorted by his mother, Ashley Bass. Mr. Benjamin Gonzalez. Benjamin is the son of Ricardo and Francis Gonzalez. Benjamin is escorted by his mother, Francis Gonzalez. Mr. Dane Cruzy. Dane is the son of Jim and Haley Cruzy. Dane is escorted by his mother, Haley Cruzy. Mr. Juan Mata. Juan is the son of Ernest and Chantil Hurd. Juan is escorted by his mother, Chantil Hurd. Mr. Saif Muhammad. Saif is the son of Amna Big. Saif is escorted by his mother, Amna Big. Mr. Cade Moore. Cade is the son of Joe Moore and Tracy Nunn. Cade is escorted by his mother, Tracy Nunn. Mr. Blake Robinson. Blake is the son of Dusty and Missy Robinson. Blake is escorted by his mother, Missy Robinson. Mr. Ivan Salazar. Ivan is the son of Jose Salazar and Janet Gonzalez. Ivan is escorted by his mother, Janet Gonzalez.
Now we're waiting on the official announcement of who the homecoming king is going to be along with the official runners-up.
The 2023 second runner-up, as selected by Brenham High School student body, is Ivan Salazar. The 2023 first runner-up, as selected by the Brenham High School student body, is Juan Mata. And now, the 2023 Brenham High School homecoming king is Kason Edwards. Kason has been a member of the Cub football team for 4 years and is a two-year letterman. After graduation, Kason plans to attend college to major in history. Congratulations to Kason Edwards and to the entire 2023 Brenham High School homecoming court.
All right, there you have it, our Brenham High School homecoming king, Kason Edwards. Juan Mata, the first runner-up, Ivan Salazar, the second runner-up. And we'll be back with more of the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Cruzy Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucks luck during this year's season. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit cruzyvillage.com. That's cruzyvillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number
05WC0013. All right, and back we go here. And now it's time to go down to the field, and let's listen to Tommy and Coach Youngs.
Jay Leon is escorted by his mother.
Coach Youngs, congratulations. A great victory. Appreciate it. Now, happy for the kids, got us in the playoffs, you know, that's always a good thing, but we got some things we got to clean up and get better at, and, you know, that's not going to be the best version of us right there, and, you know, that's a tough game, they're a good opponent, and, you know, it's good to get out of the win and healthy.
Yeah, you had a dominating first half, running the football, passing the football, Rutter came back in the second half, changed quarterbacks. Made a game of it.
You know, you get the bounce off. It should be an interception. They get a fumble return. Other than that, they didn't really do much in the second half. You know, those two freaky plays kind of kept it close. And, you know, just let's go up and make the interception. You know, it just happens. The ball bounces funny sometimes.
It does.
And, you know, the fumble. Jack had a great run. He's just, you know, working hard and trying to, you know, make a play. And, you know, pops out sometimes. And Jay will tell you he's got to hang on to that bad boy. And, you know, so I'm just happy you got it the way. Look at the mistakes, and, you know, improve on, but, man, we just homecoming. I don't like playing homecoming for a district game. It's just so much going on and different things. And, you know, you can't blame the kids. And it's homecoming. That's an awesome thing. And, you know what, we got the win. Happy for them. And let's get on the hunt for them.
What can we say about Jacoby Dixon?
Oh, he's a special talent. I mean, for a freshman, he's just, he's different. He's different, and, you know, he's going to get even better as the future goes on. He's going to get in better shape, and he's going to be a better football player even as he's gone. And couldn't be happier. He's such a great kid and a great leader for somebody so young, and, you know, he does a great job for us. He's very talented.
In case you haven't heard yet, we can tell you, at one point, Huntsville was beating Lake Creek, but Lake Creek did come back in the second half to win 27-20. But Congratulations to you and your Cub team on getting into the playoffs.
We appreciate
it. Have a great evening.
Thank you, sir.
All right, that's Tommy and Coach Youngs, and back with more of the postgame show. And we hear, this time let's hear 3 minutes from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon, you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell, and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs. Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Walgreens drugstores and Bill's Supermarket in Sealy.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting the Brenham football team. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cub football team in their 2023 season.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
And back we go here as it's time now to take a look at the final stats for the game. And we got for passing for the Brenham Cubs, it was Jordan Harvey, 14 out of 19 for 221 yards and two touchdowns. Chris Guidry, one pass for attempt, and he completed for 34 yards and a touchdown. Rushing the football for the Cubs, Jacoby Dixon, 17 carries, 243 yards, three touchdowns. Jalen Ward, 11 carries for 66 yards. Jordan Harvey, 7 carries, 27 yards. And then receiving, Jacoby Dixon, 7 catches, 199 yards, 3 touchdowns. And something that Michael Groves passed along to us, that was the third highest receiving total in one game for a Brenham Cub high school receiver, behind only Jaquay Cross and Brandon Collins. And also Jose Castillo, 5 catches for 32 yards. Meanwhile, for Rudder, Cody Billings was their leading passer. He was 3 out of 8 for 50. Well, I guess Martin actually technically the leading passer, 6 of 14 for 56 yards. Billings was 3 out of 8 for 54 yards. Their leading rusher for Rudder was Martin, 11 carries, 59 yards and a touchdown. And meanwhile, leading receiver Brandon Cooks, 5 catches, 85 yards and a touchdown. That is a look at the stats. Back with more of the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle.
Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Okay, as we come back here, and once again, your Fair Queen, or not, what am I thinking, Fair? Homecoming King and Queen. Your Homecoming Queen that was announced earlier tonight, Aaliyah Wolf. First runner-up was Kaylin Curls. Second runner-up, Dynamis Hampton. And then just announced your Homecoming King for this year is going to be Kaysen Edwards. Juan Mata, first runner-up, and Ivan Salazar, second runner-up. And coming up when we come back from the next break, Tommy and I will name our Whataburger Wata Play of the Game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Burger King in Brenham proudly presents the Texas Double Whopper. Everything's bigger and better in Texas, including the new Texas Double Whopper. The 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, freshly sliced jalapenos, pickles, sliced white onions, tomatoes, lettuce, mayonnaise, and mustard, all served up on a soft sesame seed bun, is so good you can hang your hat on it. For a burger that lives up to its name, head on down to Burger King in Brenham at 1101 North Park Street.
Hi, this is John Hody with the LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and give you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years, and we'll be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572, visit online at texasfarmcredit.com, or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
Tenjuro Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist.
Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Conjura Tile says go, play, win.
And back we go here, and time now for our Whataburger What a Play of the Game. And, well, there were so many plays to choose from, and most of them were done by Jacoby Dix. And, but I think the one we're going to go with, the right as we started the third quarter, Dixon with the Cubs were pinned all the way down to their 7-yard line, and Dixon comes through catching a 93-yard swing pass from Jordan Harvey, breaks it all the way to the end zone for the touchdown.
It couldn't have came at a better time either, Doug, because the Rudder Rangers were trying to find a way to get back into the football game, and Jacoby Dixon put a spark back in that Cub football team.
And that is our Whataburger What a Play of the Game. Whataburger, home of the breakfast burger and the honey butter chicken biscuit. Family owned and operated since 1950 with online ordering available. Visit Whataburger in Brenham at 2801 Highway 36 South, open 24/7. Back after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you too can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
When you shop for new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at WellmanInsurance.com for the location nearest you.
People take their chili seriously. At Whataburger, we also put chili on a pedestal. A pedestal made of 100% fresh beef. The Whataburger Chili Cheeseburger, made to order with our own chili on 2 all-beef patties, melty cheese, onions, mustard, and crunchy corn chips. This is chili elevated to burger height. The Chili Cheeseburger is back for a limited time. Whataburger, just like you like it.
Time to name our John Breeden Outstanding Offensive and Defensive Players of the Game. And while we start on offense, it's definitely a no-brainer. Jacoby Dixon, what a night. 17 carries, 243 yards, 3 touchdowns, 7 catches, 199 yards, 3 touchdowns, 442 yards of offense just from one player.
Amazing. I'm gonna go along with Coach, what Coach Young said on his interview just shortly. Jacoby Dixon is just a special individual. He's very gifted. And what he has done so far, he's been very, very humble.
Yeah, he certainly has. And you forget that he's a freshman because he's just so darn good so soon. And for defensive player of the game, another young man who was all over the field tonight, and that's a big sacks as well.
Oh, no doubt about it. Cade Moore. In the offensive backfield of the Rangers, in the field, making tackles in the field, just an outstanding defensive performance by Cade Moore. Great job.
And the offensive and defensive outstanding players of the game were brought to you by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day Street in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's your insurance you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Try the new Lemon Herb Remix, a large 10-piece wing combo with your choice of either boneless or classic wings with up to two flavors. Pair your wings with either fries or veggie sticks, and it includes one dip and a 20-ounce drink. Place your order for the new Lemon Herb Remix online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
At WC Tractor, they know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your New Holland equipment. And you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only New Holland genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your New Holland equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original. New Holland genuine parts. For New Holland genuine parts, visit WC Tractor in Brenham.
With the state's top academic transfer rate and affordable tuition, Blinn is a great choice to begin your college career. Now at the new Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, it's an even greater value. With this scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or at any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
And back we go one last time here to Cubs Stadium. And on homecoming, Cubs get a 46-21 victory over the Rudder Rangers. Cubs are now in the playoffs. As Coach Young said, mission one accomplished.
That exactly. Great performance here, you know, by this Cub football team again this evening. And Coach Young, I know, is going to let them enjoy this victory this evening. And I can guarantee you tomorrow they're going to start going to work to get ready for Huntsville next week, which is going to be another tough district football game. And now is when they really become important due to seeding. So looking forward to that. It's going to be an exciting run to the finish.
Yeah, we'll be in Huntsville next Friday night for that one. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us here tonight. Want to thank Cortland back at the studios for helping us bring this one to you. Big thank you to our sponsors. And, of course, thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
Tonight's postgame show was brought to you by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Braden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bell Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sanders with Apple Ford, Whole Course Foods, Burger King, Foyer Construction Company, Bilski Water Well Services, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegler Toyota, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, A1 Quality Plumbing, Lumen Insurance Company, Conjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Fishley Schlotman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, BVR Material, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.